RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And good morning, Darren Frehill.
Good morning to you, Audrey, and it's a very good morning for some of our Olympic hopefuls. The Games begin in 45 days' time, and last night, three more Irish athletes booked their places at Tokyo. In the boxing ring, Emmett Brennan won his box off at the European qualifiers in Paris. Lightweight Brennan held his nerve to win last night, and he joins Brendan Irvine, Kurt Walker, Aoife O'Rourke, Kelly Harrington, and the Walsh siblings, Aidan and Michaela, at those games this summer. We'll be talking to Bernard Dunn, the boxing high performance director, later in the programme. But there was also a couple of great performances on the track last night by Tom Barr and Michelle Finn, both qualifying officially for the games at an international meet in Finland. Barr ran 48.39 seconds in his 400 metre hurdle event, his best time since 2018, while 3,000 metre steeplechaser Michelle Finn knocked 9 seconds off her PB with a run of 9:29.25. Certainly looking really good for many of the athletes with Team Ireland, and we could be sending one of our strongest teams ever to the Olympics. They're certainly hitting form at the right moment. Unfortunately, in swimming, not so good news for our 4x100 medley relay team. They've had their Olympics invitation rescinded by the sports governing body. It seems that invitation was issued in error. Swim Ireland are challenging that decision. Now, the Republic of Ireland are back in friendly action today against Hungary. Stephen Kenny finally got his first win as Irish manager last week against Andorra, and now all eyes on this game to see if the team can build on it. Hungary will be competing at the Euros, so this will be a really good test. Once again, John Egan will captain the team in the absence of Seamus Coleman.
You know, it's a huge honour. To play for your country is a huge honour. And, you know, to wear the armband is, you know, it's special, and it's something that, you know, I'm really proud to have done. And, you know, my family were all buzzing the other night. So yeah, it's the pinnacle, really. To end on a high, you know, we've had a good result the other night, and we want to build on that now. It's obviously going to be a tough game. Hungary are going to the Euros, you know, good side, but you know, we're going out there to try and get a positive result. And you know, if we're all at it, and you know, we do the things we're asked to do, then we've a good chance. We've got a lot of young players as well coming through all over the park now, so the competition in the whole squad is getting you know, better, and that's the key really for players to drive themselves on and try to get into the team.
Yeah, interesting to see how they get on tonight. 7 o'clock start in Budapest, live on RTE2 and the RTE Player. Now, the Irish hockey team got a vital 1-0 win against Scotland at the Euro Hockey Championships in Amsterdam. It means victory against Spain tomorrow will see them reach the knockout stages and secure a place at the next World Cup. Nicky Evans was pretty relieved at the end yesterday.
Be frustrated that we didn't take some of those early chances. That probably would have changed the flow of the game and the way the game went. And the longer the game went on, it became a little bit cagey in the second half, and maybe we're a little bit tentative on the ball and took a bit out of it. So tournament hockey is a roller coaster, and you know, in previous times at the Europeans, like, we might have not got that 3 points today. So first and foremost, job done, and we'd be delighted to take 3 points from that.
Yeah, that was a nervy one. I think that was just about getting the job done. Well done to them. Big one tomorrow for them. The Irish cricket team have lost their World Super League series against the Netherlands. Next up for the Irish, a home meeting against South Africa. The BBC is reporting that a new Premier Golf League will be confirmed later this week. Now, this league would feature 18 tournaments around the world, and their hope is to attract the top 48 players in the world. The speculation is the league will start in January 2023. And finally, Novak Djokovic came from two sets down to beat the teenager Lorenzo Musetti at the French Open. Rising star Coco Gauff among three players to reach their first Grand Slam quarterfinals.